A Witch's Confession. Confession of Agnes Sampson. Catalogue reference SP52/47F14I. In the course of a witchcraft trial, the accused could give a confession, sometimes given freely, sometimes forced, which would be used as evidence against them. Agnes Sampson was burned for witchcraft, and this source contains parts of her confession. 29 January, 1590. Page 1. From top into line 8 of main text. Certain notes of Agnes Sampson, her confession, 27 January 1590, whereupon she was convicted by an assize and burned in Edinburgh 28 day for a witch. Imprimis. The said Agnes confesses that after the death of her husband, the devil appeared unto her in the night, till she was, and pensive for the sustentation of her and her bairns, bidding her to be of good cheer and leave of that care for her children, promising that if she would serve him, she nor they should lack nothing. And being motivated with her poverty, and his fair promises of riches and revenge of her enemies, took him for her master, and renounced Christ. Page 2, third paragraph. Item. She confesses that upon a complaint of a woman of the frowardness of her father-in-law and her earnest desire to be quit of him, she made a picture of wax and raised a spirit at a waterside beside a briar bush, desiring her to enchant it to serve for his destruction and send it to the said woman to be put under his bedsheet or bedhead. Page 4, second paragraph. Item, she confesses that she raised the devil by her evocations to ask if a gentlewoman should live or die. He appeared to her in likeness of a black dog before supper, she being alone. But after supper, having the gentlewoman's three daughters with her, of whom one would have drowned herself in the well out of the which the dog came and whither he went, and was hardly stayed through the violent pulling and holding of her sisters, and the said Agnes Sampson, the said gentlewoman was made a quarter of an hour thereafter.